This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone, Jason and I were talking about the president's press conference last night and how it interrupted Lego Masters. And and Jason was anxious to watch Lego Masters. Thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Preparers. Telephone listen line is up. If you'd like to listen on your phone, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Telephone call-in number, if you would like to call us, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. At the front of the classroom, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Vincent. I love when you open the show with a laugh. It's wonderful.
Well, I got it.
I could just see you being headmaster with a bunch of rowdy kids looking for excuses.
Well, you know, it's,
and I, a silencer on a wand. Why?
Well, I got to tell you, Rick, I have been in almost that position. When I taught high school, I said to my students, "Do you want? Would you like the class to be a democracy?" This is like the first few things I said, other than, you know, I introduced myself. "Would you like this class to be a democracy or a dictatorship? We can do either one." And they asked me if I was serious about the democracy. And I said, you know, absolutely. If you want democracy, you're in charge. If you want dictatorship, I'm in charge. And they said they wanted a democracy. And I said, so we talked about the grading system, and I let them pick how they wanted to be graded. And I said, so what about this? What about, let's float this idea, since this is a democracy. Would you like me to be able to just, if I see you do something really, really above and beyond, would it be okay with you if I just gave you 2 points for that marking period? Just because I saw you do something that was above and beyond. They said, yeah, that'd be great. I said, okay. So that means that if you do something above and beyond, you get 2 points. But if you don't do something, that's minus two, right? Yeah, I guess so. So one of the things that bothered me was chewing gum in class. Because it wasn't the gum so much. It was the gum wrappers. And the gum after chewing the gum would get stuck, you know, under desks, under chairs and things like that. You just go to any school and you'll see gum on the underside of desks and chairs. So I didn't allow gum chewing in my class. And so one day there was a little tiny piece of paper on the floor. And I stopped everything. It was about the size of a gum wrapper. I stopped everything. When I stopped talking, everybody looks. And all the students were looking at me, and I was fixated on this piece of paper on the floor. I pointed at it. I just kept pointing at it. This went on for like 30 seconds. I was unable to do anything other than look at this piece of paper. That's what it appeared like. And the student standing next to it put his hands up in the surrender position and said, "I didn't do it. I didn't do it." I said, I know. But you didn't pick it up either. Minus two.
Yeah, and their blood spills all over the room. There it is. Yeah, body count. That's
and
what
you know
it's
what?
All about.
Yeah. And after that, there was no such thing as a piece of paper on the floor because I might see it. So, when you talk about the headmaster and the kind of things that
the way you did that was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about perfect, but, you know, the poor guy. Well, one day, I was at the farm, and I was volunteering to teach students computer science after school. So we had a whole bunch of students who would drive from the high school, about 11, 12 miles down the road. They would drive over to the farm, and I would teach them for several hours about computer technology. And one of the guys drove in his car, and he smoked. And you're not allowed to smoke at school, but he figured it's his car, and he could smoke in the car. So he'd smoke on the way to our farm, and then he would get out of his car, throw the cigarette butt on the driveway, crush it out, and then come into the training facility that we had on our farm. And I saw this because we had these French doors at the entrance. And I saw him do this day after day after day, and I'd go out after the class and pick up his cigarette butts. And finally, I lost my temper. So everybody was in class, and we're standing around talking, waiting for, you know, the few stragglers to show up. And he drove in, parked right in front of the building, right near the glass doors, and got out, did the usual, crushed his cigarette out. And so I went over. I didn't say anything. He came in. I went over to my trash can, and I took my entire trash can and dumped it in his passenger seat.
I know, man. I could just see that one.
Well, I did. Well, I didn't say a word. I didn't say watch this. I didn't say y'all pay attention.
He got it too, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a lesson learned.
So
yeah,
he was
plus two minus 2 points. Plus.
Well, what happened was I walked in with the empty trash can. And the students looked at me, and they were aghast. And it's like all their mouths were open, like, Mr. Finelli, you know, what was that all about? And I said, well, I learned that from you. I learned that from you. I saw what you did, and I just did the same thing.
Only I did it all at once rather than over a long period of time. Yeah. Did you know that they have actually now decided that a crime against the wilderness may be a war crime? That if you damage something in the woods, that they're going to take you to jail like you broke a war crime law?
Now, what would that be?
Littering, starting a fire in the forest.
Okay, well, I was thinking.
A little campfire. Littering in the forest. Plastic in the ocean. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. I can drive up my drive, my road, and I can see where somebody has thrown a hamburger wrapper or a straw or a cup that they were drinking out of out their window. Now, when I was raised, you know, you couldn't do that kind of thing because that was a crime against nature. And what they do here in Grants Pass is the people on work release get to police and pick up the roads coming into town. So when you come into Grants Pass, there's no litter on the roads. Now, I have gone to graduate school back east, and driving from Washington, D.C., up to New York City is unbelievable. You could, just in that drive, have enough litter on the road to fill 20 trucks of garbage. And from people, they don't pick it up on the East Coast like they do on the West Coast. And that is, you know, just a casual single cigarette butt adds up to the fact that now our oceans are in trouble because of plastic. And people don't get it. What's one wrapper going to do? It isn't about one wrapper. It's about the mental state of disregard.
Very good point. Very good point.
These are the kinds of things that I feel need to be stressed in elementary level school systems. The sandbox is where a child first starts to play. And a sandbox is your garden. And I mean, they're equipped right out of the gate to want to do the right thing. And where they learn how to do it incorrectly is by example. And none of us understand the importance of parenting and being walking the talk so that the lessons are learned. In Asia, they have a respect for age. It doesn't matter whether you're incompetent or stupid. The fact that you had to go through that many years of reality automatically demands respect. And we don't have anything like that on the West Coast here. The kids can swear at an old man without even thinking about it. And this is, or are going to be, the people that push you and me around in a wheelchair when our teeth fall out. And so, there it is. Who do you want? And what do you want? And what's in your wallet? You know, there it is. How do you want to play that?
So you're talking about the sandbox. You're talking about the sandbox. Now, one thing that we don't do, never did, is we didn't throw our chewing gum in the sandbox. We didn't throw nails and beer bottles in the sandbox because a child might get hurt. So sandboxes were relatively safe places, right? Well, when you're talking about trash throwing it out the window of a vehicle, that's a pet peeve of mine. And so the family goes down the road, our family, with these five-gallon plastic buckets, and we have gloves, and we pick up the trash that other people throw out on the road. Why? Because we don't want it to blow on our farm and have the cows chew plastic bags and die. So it's something that we do. Do we want to do it? Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not interested in picking up other people's trash because they're careless and reckless. So what I did, and what they do, is when they're coming down the road, you know, they're finishing their beer, and they certainly can't have that, you know, that empty beer bottle that smells like beer in their vehicle, so they just throw it out the window. And it lands on our farm. I mean, a whole bunch of them. They land on our farm, plastic bags, wrappers, sandwiches, pizza boxes. Everything you can think of land on our farm. It's almost like there's a sign that says, go ahead. This is where you dump your trash. Well, it's not just us. It's everybody. All the farms get it. Well, I was livid. So I decided that, you know, governments post these signs that say $250 fine for littering. Well, I didn't want to post a sign, so I posted it on the Internet. I posted it that there is a $1,000 fine for littering on our farm. I posted it on USA Prepares. And then I said, and there were various fines. So if someone were to poach and shoot an animal from the road, and that animal was a wild animal on our farm, there was a fine for that. And then there was up to $1 million fine for space junk. So if, you know, a satellite landed on our farm, there was a fine that we published that was $1 million for space junk landing on our farm. Well, I was on stage, and this shows you the reactions to some people have to these kinds of things. So I was on stage at Laclede Electric talking about running for office and what I was going to do for the electric cooperative members. You know, I had my 2 minutes on stage. So one of the guys running against me, one of the guys for running for re-election, took me to task after I spoke, and I could not retaliate or rebut. He said, Mr. Finelli has, if you litter on his farm, is a $1,000 fine. Up to $1 million fine, you know, for littering on his farm. How about a little civility, Mr. Finelli? Now, the reason why it's $1 million, I'll tell you that when we come back. If a satellite lands on your property, it's a big problem. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, several years ago, I posted on our website the fine schedule for littering on our farm and poaching and killing animals, you know, from the road, shooting illegally from the road, and if space junk landed on our farm. And the reason that the fine was so high, oh, by the way, I didn't wait for the government to figure out that, you know, there should be a no littering sign up, or I didn't wait for them for any of this. I just decided this was what we're going to do. It's our property. And I would impose these fines. And of course, I'd have to figure out how to collect them, and I might have to collect them, you know, through various means. But the space junk, they thought that I was absolutely out of control with a $1 million fine for space junk landing on a farm. But here's the problem. If you have a satellite, and by the way, satellites go up with rocket power, and they come down by gravity. It's really simple. Satellites come down. Now, sometimes they burn up in space, sometimes they don't, depending on the size of the satellite and the construction. Well, some satellites are nuclear-powered. So if you have a satellite that comes down on your property that's nuclear-powered, do you think the government is going to evacuate you from your property or not? Do you think they're going to say, listen, you all just stand over there while we excavate this? Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think they're going to say, no, wait, this is a national secret? This is for national security. You're going to have to leave your farm for the next few years if we ever let you come back. And by the way, there's a radiation risk, and it looks like it's contaminated. So what I figured was, what is it worth to me if one of these things falls on my farm? What's it worth to me? Well, it's worth a lot more than $1 million to me. because a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into our farm. And I don't think I have the life expectancy left to rebuild the farm. So there's a $1 million farm for space junk. But I was trashed, absolutely trashed in public, because it was outrageous that I imposed this fine. Now, obviously, this guy running against me didn't understand very much, and he won. He cleaned my clock in terms of votes. Blew me away. And that's what it's like. So, Rick, that was my my thoughts about, you know, trash. I hate it when people are careless with their trash.
Well,
I hate it when they throw cigarette butts out.
Metaphor for a number of different things. Here's one. I had a post that I put up this morning. One person in the United States dies from coronavirus complications, while 22 veterans die each day from suicide. Can we now throw $2.5 billion at that also? What is the value of a veteran? And what that person, that's why they're evacuating Afghanistan right now. There are more people in veterans in Afghanistan committing suicide right now than died in the entire Vietnam War. Why? And the whole thing is about oil prices and controlling other countries. And when I start to look at what's going on across the board in all the different levels of politics, I've had enough. The value systems are wrong. They are teaching our children wrong values. These kids are growing up with this as a way of being. This is a normal, correct way of being. What has happened to the concept of being responsible for your actions? And we haven't even begun to think about or talk about being responsible for the thoughts you choose to entertain. That's what's causing the apocalypse.
Okay, so we take young enlistees, you know, I'm talking about young people right out of high school, and we encourage them to join the military, see the world, travel, and give them nice uniforms where they can impress, at least in their minds, their potential or soon-to-be girlfriends. And then we bring them to boot camp and we break them down. We turn them into mush, and then we build them back up into the model that we want. We want them to be killers while they're strong. Okay? And once they've been shot at, or once they've been shell-shocked, or once they have traumatic injuries, brain injuries from concussions, they're not as useful. Then the government discards them and tries their best to avoid treating them. So it's like the government is using these young people while they're strong, taking the best years of their lives, and having them do damage to other countries, and then neglecting them after they are not as useful to the government anymore.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
coronavirus and the Trump administration's response to it finding its way into the 2020 race for the White House. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech in Delaware today on the response to the pandemic. The former VP has been critical of President Trump's response to it. Last night, President Trump did impose restrictions to prevent people from 26 European nations from traveling to the United States for at least 30 days. That speech by the president came a day after Biden canceled some upcoming public rallies amid the widening public health concerns. Severe weather will stretch across a dozen states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley. Forecasters expect the worst of the weather to hit this afternoon and evening in northeast Texas and southeast Oklahoma. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about veterans and how we mistreat them, how we neglect them, and it's a sin.
Well, in
we've been told,
the coronavirus and how much money we're now throwing at that compared to what we're doing with our vets that have been damaged beyond repair and need help. It's an embarrassment. And when you realize what the media is doing, because it sells newspapers, it sells advertising, and everybody wants to jump on the coronavirus thing. I'm looking at here right now. I have a little chart in front of me called Death Numbers Years to Date, January 2020 to March 6, 2020. And there were 10,564,326 deaths, total deaths. And what they did is they, you know, how much was from road traffic fatalities? That was 242,000. The people who died of hunger, 2,800,000. Suicides, in terms of 192,000 people committed suicide in the last 3 months. Deaths caused by smoking, deaths caused by alcohol, deaths caused by cancer, malaria, AIDS. By the way, did you notice they've now cured two individuals successfully that had AIDS, not HIV, AIDS. And deaths of mothers during birth, deaths of children under five. And the coronavirus, it's the smallest on this list. It's less than all the others by like two zeros. Now, when you realize that, why is this virus dominating the news? Why is it so important? It is what everybody's talking about. And that's because it's newsworthy, where suicides and our veterans and people, children that are starving are not. And, you know, we have a lot of problems going on, but the coronavirus is nothing compared to what else is going on. And yet, everybody's afraid of it. This morning, after this interview, I'm going to be dialoguing with a couple of kids that are out harvesting chaga mushroom. I've put together a corporation in Canada, and along with another university in Israel, growing psychedelic and pharmaceutical mushrooms for the Canadian government. And they're doing studies now on psychedelic mushrooms, and I've got a couple of local gangster kids that are doing it illegally, and I'm about to turn them into doing it legally. And when I tell you what I'm trying to do is be a visionary, the thing that is the problem that most people don't understand is that medicine and dentistry are broken. And their approach to trying to cure and help the public is not working. And the problem is the medical profession, the doctors, and what they would charge for surgery in a situation, and how they would treat something like cancer. I had a little girl die in my arms. I've been there and done that. She had leukemia. She died when she was 15 years old. She was my stepdaughter. And I've had this happen to me, and I was at Dornbecker's, and I remember when I was up there at Dornbecker's, the medical doctors there were more interested in their students than they were the children they were treating. And I remember when she came, was sent back home to die at here down in Southern Oregon at Rogue Valley Medical Center. The caregiving. Now, I have my own ideas about what I think is important in the news. And I have to tell you right off the top, Bill Gates warned everybody. No, he didn't warn. He bragged, that's a better way to put it, about how this was going to happen 10 years before it did. And I've got the patent. I've got our people that are arrested, the individual that stole it out of Canada, weaponizing it. I have Bill Gates not only owned that, he owned the Wuhan medical dispensary that was doing the studies. If you want to lynch somebody, let's start with the people that own this thing. That's a good place to start. And go into the media and let's start giving them become a black eye, black mark, you know, for littering on the floor with gum wrappers. Because it was Bill Gates that started this whole thing and said so 10 years earlier. Beware, he said. Why did he even invest in this in the first place? I can look at Windows and how it's worse than Mopar for my computers, and how many backdoors and spy. It's all crazy. And it's all about money. It has nothing to do with mankind. And now mankind is at the brink of extinction in half a dozen different. Oh, God. I just realized I'm on a soapbox. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, you're doing fine.
I'll pull back. I'm sorry.
You're doing fine. And
No. This is wrong. And guess what? The kids are all watching how this plays. And this is normal.
Okay, you mentioned Bill Gates and you mentioned Windows. Rick, I've got to tell you,
invent Windows, FYI, by the way.
It's alleged that he stole it from Steve Jobs. Yeah, so is that what you're talking about?
Well, there's more. I grew up in Seattle. I remember Redmond before the Microsoft buildings there when I used to go into those fields and hunt rabbit. I, you know, watched it all change, and I've had enough of all of this because I've lived long enough to see the changes and know what it was, what it is, and what it coulda, shoulda, woulda been. And, you know, here we are at the end of days.
All right, Rick, you mentioned Bill Gates, you mentioned Windows. Now, I would be embarrassed if I created a product that was as defective as Windows. And it needed to be repaired, and I said to my customers,
that's not needing repair. It's like your brakes. They're designed to break.
That's what I mean.
Designed with intent to have back doors and weaknesses that need updates. I'm on Bluehost right now with my website using the WooCommerce, and I'm getting rid of both of them because WooCommerce is like Microsoft, where I have an update every single day. That's 365 updates a year minimum. Now, what's wrong with that?
I dumped WooCommerce. I couldn't stand it. And Bluehost, you know, I believe, I can't prove this, but I believe that a lot of the attacks and emails that we get that say, oh, got you on camera, and we're going to hold you ransom.
Right, in-house. That's cool. That's one of the reasons I'm moving over to GoDaddy. But look, aside from all of that, and Amazon and the rest of it and the way they play the law, what is this teaching our children?
Oh, it's teaching
and
our children that
I think some lines need to be drawn now. A battlefield.
That's what we do. This is teaching our children that success comes through deviant behavior, lying, cheating, obfuscation.
Yeah,
that's where success comes from. Right.
Not being accountable.
Right. And young
not
people today.
Responsibility.
Teachers are making a huge mistake. Teachers are allowing children in their classrooms to have cell phones.
In my opinion, the teacher should be the highest paid salary in America. Not medical, certainly not dental, with root canals and all the rest of it. Now, I've gotten old enough, I'm now having problems because of poor dental and medical services to me. And I'm angry. And I can understand why somebody goes down into a medical hospital and opens up just to make a statement. And it's going to be more and more like that because it's shallow. Everybody is now seeing it shallow. When you realize how dominating the media is, now you're understanding what they mean by secret state and agendas with the media and who owns the media and why they're doing what they're like Bloomberg. Where's Bloomberg in the whole movement right now? And what exactly is happening in our electoral systems with the woo and the ha-ha and the dee-bee-boo-bee-bee? You know, the whole thing is nuts. And I don't know what to do other than make a statement with you on the air so that people know how I'm feeling, and hopefully you, listening to me, begin to make similar statements. I've had enough.
Well, my New Year's resolution for the second year in a row has been to increase my intolerance. And that's what I've been doing. You mentioned root canals. The average cost of a root canal in the United States can be, well, between $300 and $2,000. Now, what allows a dentist to charge $2,000 for a root canal? Maybe somebody can help me understand that. Okay.
And so what we're doing is opening up the crevice for more bacteria to set in, making you more, not less, vulnerable. You know, medicine and dentistry are broken, and it isn't going to be an antidote that saves your life in this woo-hoo or the rest of it. What it's about is your body and stress management. That's a new book I'm going to be putting up on my site this week, something I wrote back in the 80s, and I've cleaned it up to be an e-book. Downloads inexpensive on how to do stress management, because that's where all illness comes from, mismanaging your stress. All illness is from mismanagement of stress.
And if you look at any job today, any job, the boss wants more faster, and the stress is enormous, which is why I don't have a job, literally. I don't work for anybody else. I just do my own thing when and if and how I want to. Now, it may sound egocentric, class, but I decided a long time ago that I would be much better off with less Federal Reserve notes than I'd be better off with fewer Federal Reserve notes and being in charge of my own destiny. So I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is probably getting me in trouble, but it's all right. I just heard a commercial, and if I heard this right, it was for 75 years, Smokey Bear has been saying only you can prevent wildfires. That's an absolute bold-faced lie. That is not true. It was Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. And it's not only you can prevent wildfires, it's only you can prevent forest fires. That's what it was. Rick, do you remember it the way I remember it?
Absolutely. And by the way, you know who the voice is on that? He played with Paul Newman. He's a cowboy. Do you remember his name?
No.
Oh, come up.
Robert Redford?
No, not Robert, excuse me. He was, he's the one that was married to that woman that was in that movie with Robert Redford and him as cowboys. And I can't remember his name right now, but he's been in the news for a while. I'll figure it out. I'll come up with it before we end up.
Okay. Well, the point I'm trying to make is they are changing. This is a movement.
And you know, alternate universes and all of the Mandela effect of timelines and crap. You know, right now, we can't even comprehend simple things like space-time. What are we doing? We're trying more people. I've got 20 things that people died of. Seasonal flu deaths are higher than the Wuhan.
Well, Rick, is it possible?
Only 3,000 people died of Wuhan in the last 3 months, and yet there's 10 million deaths and from unnatural causes, and, you know, from drinking and driving, smoking. Why are the media so focused in trying to scare the public into giving up our civil rights? And remember, It was when you give up. Who was it? Benjamin Franklin. When he said, when you give up your civil rights for safety, you lose both.
Okay. But the problem, Rick, the problem is I've been saying all along is the big part of the coronavirus is the supply chain. That is the big problem.
Well,
we don't make...
look what's happened in terms of food prices, Walmart and Harbor Freight.
Yeah, Harbor Freight has been increasing their prices.
They
have a sale.
Yesterday to buy RAM for my computer.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? The store did not have it in stock, and their warehouses did not have certain forms of memory in stock. Why? Because it comes from China, and there are none. Now, what's going to happen when you realize that 96% of most everybody's prescription comes from China? There's your medicine at its finest hour.
And our
along with America.
Our politicians, our alleged representatives, have sold us out to the highest bidder. And our corporations have sold us out for the lowest cost. They have figured out, that, and this is decades ago, that it's easier to go get it from China halfway across the world than it is to make it in Brooklyn. That's what they figured out. It used to be that you could buy shirts. I've got a pair of scissors in the studio that was made in Brooklyn. A pair of scissors. Now, if you said to a person, do you think we could make scissors in Brooklyn? The answer would be, no, we can't do that. We used to. We used to make lots of products. We used to make our own sewing machines. Then they went to Japan. Now we don't make sewing machines.
Well,
we don't
guess what's happening now because of this. Las Vegas is closing down. No more gambling. All of your casinos are closing down.
Rick, I decided several years ago, maybe 5 years ago, maybe even more, that I wanted to meet Art Bell while he was still alive. And I figured that he would be at the National Association of Broadcasters in Las Vegas. So I actually flew down there. This is when probably the last flight, it is the last flight I ever took. And so that convention was about 100,000 people. I thought that it would be a big convention, but I didn't realize how big it was. That convention is called the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters Show. The last one they had, well, the last recorded information, I think, was 2016. They had 103,000 attendees from 161 different countries, and they had 1,806 exhibitors. That's a huge convention. Well, it was going to be in April of this year. April. That's real soon, right? Like next month? They canceled it. They canceled that convention. That convention, if you're going to one of those conventions and you're setting up for it, it takes like a year to build your exhibit. I mean, these are elaborate exhibits. And at the last minute, they pulled the plug on it. And it's not just that. There are ball games they pulled the plug on. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.